office. About 12, 12:15, I think. It was right after my session with Iris and Joe Sullivan. Why?
Because he was in the Ways and Means monthly breakout session on pandemic suppression systems that ran from 2 to 4, according to at least 6 eyewitnesses.
Andy looks gloomy.
Whatever happened, it wasn't you.
He glances at Mo.
What time did Boris call you?
She jerks upright and pulls her hand away from me. Around noon. Why?
Doesn't fit.
The pole hanging over him is threatening to throw a miniature thunderstorm.
You didn't run into...
He jerks his chin sharply over his shoulder. In the hall, one of the plumbers is re-inscribing a do-nah curve on the wall with a protractor and a rotary pen full of colloidal silver ink.
Until after. So it's not that.
What's not that? I ask. Andy takes a deep breath.
Angleton's missing. Work is following people home, and the Russians are trying to put the dead back into dead letter drop. You know the old saying, twice is coincidence, but 3 times is enemy action? Well, right now, I think it applies.
Was our visitor Russian?
Mo leans forward.
Don't know.
Andy looks mulish.
Did you get any indication of what he wanted?
He kept asking something, I volunteer. In at least 2 different languages, neither of which I speak.
Oh, great,
he mutters. Stretching, he shakes his head.
Been a bad day so far. Going to be a long one as well. Don't suppose there's any chance of a cup of tea?
Certainly. For you, I can recommend the special herbal teas, Monk's Hood and Spurge Laurel, although if you insist, I can make a pot of Tetley's.
That'd be fine.
Moe's sarcasm flies right past him, which is the final warning I need that Andy is about ready to drop. Time to ease up on him a little, maybe, if he grovels for it.
I'll get it, I say, standing up.
So let me see. Boris is running some kind of operation codenamed Bloody Baron, which involves something going down in Amsterdam which required Moe's offices, and... They're both shaking their heads at me.
No, no, says Andy, and...
Amsterdam was Club Zero, says Mo. It's a sideshow, and... Did you bring that letter?
Andy produces an envelope. She pockets it.
Thanks. Actually, it all boils down to Case Nightmare Green,
Andy says heavily.
The other operations are side projects. Case Nightmare Green is where it all starts.
Oh, yes? I ask casually, although those words send a chill up my spine.
Yes.
He laughs half-heartedly.
It appears we may have been working under some false operating assumptions, he adds. The situation seems to be deteriorating.
Case Nightmare Green is the code name for the end of the world. You might have noticed that Mo and I have no children. We don't even have a pet cat, the consolation prize of the overworked urban middle classes. There's a reason for this. Would you want to have children if you knew for a fact that in a couple of years you might have to cut their throats for their own good? We human beings live at the bottom of a thin puddle of oxygen-nitrogen vapor, adhering to the surface of a medium-sized rocky planet that orbits a not terribly remarkable star in a cosmos which is one of many. We are not alone. There are other beings in other universes, other cosmologies that think and travel and explore. And there are aliens in the abyssal depths of the oceans, and dwellers in the red-hot blackness and pressure of the upper mantle that are stranger than your most florid hallucinations. They're terrifyingly powerful, the inheritors of millennia of technological civilization. They were building starships and opening time gates back when your ancestors and mine were clubbing each other over the head with rocks to settle the eternal primate disagreement over who had the bigger dick. But the Deep Ones and the Thonians are dust beneath the feet of the elder races, just as much so as are we bumptious bonobo cousins. The elder races are ancient. Supposedly they colonized our planet back in the Precambrian Age. Don't bother looking for their relics, though. Continents have risen and sunk since then. The very atmosphere has changed density and composition. The moon orbits 3 times farther out, and to cut a long story short, they went away. But the elder races are as dust beneath the many angled appendages of the dead gods who... You stopped listening about a paragraph back, didn't you? Admit it. You're bored. So I'll just skip to the point. We have a major problem. The dimensions of the problem are defined by computational density and geometry. Magic is a branch of applied mathematics, after all. and when you process information, you set up waves in the platonic outer structure of reality that can amplify and reinforce. To put it bluntly, there are too many humans on this planet. 6 billion plus primates. And we think too loudly. Our brains are neurocomputers, incredibly complex. The more observers there are, the more quantum weirdness is observed, and the more inconsistencies creep into our reality. The weirdness is already going macroscopic. Has been for decades, as any disciple of Fortiana could tell you. Sometime really soon, we're going to cross a critical threshold, which, in combination with our solar system's ongoing drift through a stellar neighborhood, where space itself is stretched thin, is going to make it likely that certain sleeping agencies will stir in their eons-long slumber and notice us. Nope, we can't make Case Nightmare Green go away by smashing all our computers and going back to pencils and paper. If we did that, our amazingly efficient just-in-time food delivery logistics would go down the pan, and we'd all starve. Nope, we can't make Case Nightmare Green go away by holding a brisk nuclear war and frying the guys with the biggest dicks. Induced megadeaths have consequences that can be exploited for much the same ends, as the Arnanerba SS discovered to their cost. Case Nightmare Green is the demonological equivalent of an atomic chain reaction. Human minds equal plutonium nuclei. Put too many of them together in too small a place, and they begin to get a wee bit hot. Cross the threshold suddenly and emphatically, and they get a lot hot. And the elder gods wake up, smell the buffet, and prepare to tuck in. Our organization was formed as the British Empire's Occult Countermeasures Organization.